This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2342. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all, shortwave. On this edition, recorded April 9th, Ascension, Bulgaria, Colombia, Cuba, Easter Island, Europe, Germany, Iran, Israel, Japan, Korea North, Kuwait, Luxembourg, Malaysia, Mali, New Zealand, North America, Philippines, Russia, Solomon Islands, Turkey, UK, USA, Vietnam, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. On 6180, March 30th at 0519, I was hearing a sped-up dialogue in an African language. This is listed as the Ascension site in HFCC, but not the source of the programming. Dr. Hans-Jürg Biener, who was hearing the same thing a few days earlier, says it was, in fact, Global Talk America in Hausa. It's sort of the successor to VOA in Hausa. Well, Hausa is hard enough to understand, spoken at normal speed, but sped up? Why are they doing that? Via Wolfgang Büschel, Erich Bergmann in southern Germany, was hearing an off-frequency transmission, April 8th at 0215, a speech in Farsi and mentioning Islamic Iran on 5908.9 kHz. What could that be? Perhaps something that's supposed to be on 5890, that is, Iran International TV, the service originating in London but transmitted via Bulgaria. It's on 5890. Dr. Hans-Jürg Biener was hearing it at 0230, 1910, 0120, 0305 on different dates. There was no jamming, but he notes there were Nebenausstrahlungen, that is, parasitic spurs on 5871 and 5909. That is, plus or minus about 19 kHz above the proper frequency, 5890. And on almost the same frequency, something else even more interesting, the reactivated Colombian on 5910, Alcalan Radio, it used to be known as. I was hearing it April 5th at 0219 with orchestral music a few minutes after Ron Howard had been hearing it. He says at 0153, April 5th, heard via remote in Colombia, a choir singing We Shall Be Saved, and then a long reading entirely in English of the Song of Solomon. I was hearing it again at 0709 UT with an operatic aria. More from Ron Howard about this. He says, thanks to Rafael Rodriguez R. for his informative reply to my inquiry. He says, the signal returned to the air on March 31st. Transmitter still being adjusted after repairs. The format is new, with 100% English language programming, such as Jubilee Bible readings and music. The decision to implement the new format was made by Martin Stendhal, but it's not clear what the objective is. For now, the name Alcaravan Radio remains the same. That, of course, is the sibling station to La Voz de tu Conciencia on 6010, which has been active lately before this. Via that remote, Ron heard it again on April 6th from 2316. And there was a song by Alabama, if you're going to play in Texas, you got to have a fiddle in the band, and then some Bible readings. On April 7th at 0825, Ron was hearing more Bible readings in English. And Ron Howard says, so far apparently they were not identifying as Alcaravan Radio or anything else. No IDs. Yeah, Jimber Gaviria in Colombia. The Colmundo Radio Network is about to close down. That is, closing down its medium wave stations in Bogota, Medellin, and Cartagena. The maybe Radio Rebelde is modulating part of the time on 5025. But whenever I checked the past week on four different dates at different times in the evening or late at night, there was nothing but dead air. Except on April 4th at 0635, they failed to provide even dead air, off the air. But obviously, much of the time there has been power available if they would just use it. Meanwhile, into Cuba, Radio Marti has been running four frequencies all day and into the night as late as 0600. The last batch from Greenville, 6030, 7335, 7365, and 7435. And we do not hear any jamming whatsoever anymore of Radio Marti. The Cubans would rather run dead air on some of their own frequencies with the power available. I ran across a ham radio day expedition to Easter Island. Maybe it's still running by the time you hear this. On 28450 USB, April 8th at 2210, the call sign CE0Y slant PJ4EL, making rapid contacts as in a contest. They mentioned the Rapa Nui, the native name of Easter Island. From somewhere in Europe on 4885, Mystery for Joy, or Mystery 21 radio, heard by Ron Howard using a remote in the Canary Islands, at 2044 UT on April 8th, playing various genres of music and songs, like electro house music. DJ and Accent in English, saying, from the facilities of Radio Channel 292, but surely not on that frequency, 4885. Definitely via Channel 292 Germany, the following, Bill Tilford's monthly programs from the Isle of Music, Friday, April 10th, at 16, repeated at 22 UT, on 3955, a surprise package of selections from several decades, and exactly 1 week later, Friday, April 17th, on 3955 at 16 and 22, Uncle Bill's Melting Pot, recognizing the passage of New Yorkino salsa artist Willie Colon, selections from some of his earliest recordings. Here's a Texas Radio Shortwave program coming up on Thursday, April 16th, via Shortwave Radio Gold in Germany, Thursday at 19 UT on 3975 and 6160, the music of the Sons of the Pioneers. And then on Sunday, April 19th at 10 UT on Channel 292, 6070, the music of Lightnin' Hopkins. And via Tanino Marabello, Atlantic 2000 will be broadcasting Saturday, 11 April from 08 to 09 UT on Channel 292, 6070 and 9670. Iran Nan, once again we're talking about a Bulgarian transmitter, 15750.247 variable, April 8th at 14:43. I was getting a barely audible signal direct, so I tuned in the remote in Holland, where it was measured and coming in very well, but with heavy bubble jamming. If you put up with it and understood Persian, you could still get something out of the broadcast. It said sometimes on 15730 variable, but this time it was near 15750. Bubble jamming ceased about 16:06, after which it was loud and in the clear. Scheduled to run as late as 1900, but off before then. Another clandestine targeting Iran via Bulgaria is Radio Zamoneh. Dr. Hans-Jürg Biener reports monitoring it on 6010 between 1930 and 2030 UT. It's actually one 30-minute program and then repeated. He was hearing it on several dates, March 29th, 30th, April 1st, and 2nd, at various times during that hour. And on April 2nd, he was also hearing the second harmonic, 12020. Also in late March into early April, Dr. Biener was carrying out a monitoring project of a radio farda of RFERL. 5860 and 7460 might be on the air 24 hours as registered via the Kuwait site, heard, of course, during hours of darkness or into the next morning. He says these are the main targets of Iranian jamming. 9360 is also scheduled for 24 hours, but from two different sites, until 14 UT via Kuwait, and after 14 via Philippines. 12070 is via UAE from 14:30 to 17, and then switching to Wupperton, UK, from 17 until 21. And there is another wandering weaker frequency carrying radio Farda, heard on 7515, 7480, 7525, or 7510. Furthermore, Alex Miatnikov in Denmark says WRMI is carrying Radio Farda on 15770 between 0730 and 0930 UT. But the confusing situation on 945 kHz, whether it's the Voice of Palestine or Israel's IDF radio, in communication of the British CX Club, Dave Kenny says, making observations via the remote in Cyprus, for a few days around 17 to 20 March, the official Palestinian Authority radio station, Salt al-Filistin, Voice of Palestine, was being carried on 945 kHz, but this only lasted a few days before it reverted to carrying Galei Sahal, Israel's army station in parallel with 1287. Arthur Posner observes that the 1287 signal is unusually wide, over 18 kilohertz. And Kari Kallio in Finland, who was also hearing it, says, someone commented that 18 kilohertz wide is because it can supposedly improve reception in concrete bunkers. And the width of 945, however, seemed to be normal, while 1287 was wide. April 5th at 0208 on 21500, I was hearing the new frequency of Radio Japan in Japanese for Central America. Replacing what was the relay via France on 6105 at 02-04, which amounted to a North American service, but no English. Quite weak on 13 meters, but nice to see a rare broadcast to anywhere in the Western Hemisphere on that band. Ron Howard reports a new frequency for Kenneth Bay's NKHB, New Korea Hope Broadcasting, 9470, replacing 7200. Heard via remote on Mount Palomar. It's scheduled Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday at 14 to 1430, transmitting from Taiwan to North Korea. He was hearing it on April 4th with clear IDs as NKHB. Thanks to Fukunaga and Komatsubara Hiroyuki's excellent website, now on the radio for the timely alert. So now NKHB and RBS, Voice of Revival of Korea, or Revival Broadcasting System, have both changed frequencies to 9470 instead of 7200. Via Tony Rogers in the British DX Club about Kuwait, Rehards Miller's updates what appears to be the last remaining shortwave operation of Radio Kuwait, usually around 08 to 10 UT on 7250 variable in Persian. But on Thursday, 19 March, in place of Persian, there was a relay of RK99.7 FM in English, with occasional announcements in foreign languages about emergency phone numbers and safety measures, and the same pattern following days. But not sure whether this relay replaced the Persian service, which was definitely on the air back on the 1st of March. On the 27th of March, this was carrying Arabic programming instead of Persian, and it signed off a few seconds after 1000 on 28 March, says Tony Rogers. Filed under Luxembourg, which may be the transmitter site on 9530, but not specified here, from Extreme Shortwave Listening via Mike Terry, Radio Nova International was to begin test transmissions on 9530 every Sunday, between 10 and 16 hours UT, beginning 5 April, and the European service would begin on Sunday, 3 May, at the same time and frequency, and they also plan a North American service. However, 9530 is listed as only 1 kilowatt. Ron Howard checks for the new Malaysian frequencies around 01 UT using the remote in Bandung, Indonesia, RTM Sabah VFM on 11885 April 3rd at 0100, and RTM National FM on 15295 at 0105. On April 4th, he was hearing them as early as midnight 28 UT. On April 4th, Wolfgang Büchel was hearing them around 0830, via remotes in Japan, Qatar, and Finland, both slightly off frequency. Ron Howard says Sabah 11885 has local news in English around 0600. The wonderful website now on the radio shows the full schedule, including English from 04 until 07 on 11885. Molly was on again April 4th at 0630 on 5995. I wanted to check whether their weekly English broadcast could still be heard Saturday at 1850, so I was listening via the Canary remote, which had sufficient reception, but guess what? It cut off the air at 1851 until 1900, just when the English would have occurred, if any. Hans-Jürg Biener also confirms that many of the CRI relays via Mali had resumed by April 4th. On April 3rd and 4th, I was surprised to find a good signal from Radio New Zealand Pacific on 9700 around 15 UT. Trouble is it's not scheduled then, instead 7440, and they've been back on that since then. 9700 is supposed to be used before 13 and after 1651. North America, April 5th at 0233, I had a very strange signal on 9980, double sideband. That is, upper and lower sideband, but no carrier, with pumping music. A few minutes later, it had moved to 9975 USB only. NHF Underground, others were reporting this, also on 9965, an ID, but they think it's Mix Radio International. Here's the new A26 schedule for Radio Pilipinas, PBS, via the USAGM Tanang Philippines relay site. From HFCC via Dave Kenny in the British TX Club. One sesquiar at 0200 daily, in English, to the Middle East, 15640, 17750, and 21720. And now 3 hours at 1730 daily, or two sesquiars, in Tagalog mainly, to the Middle East, 9920, 12120, and 15190. Via International Vacuum Internet, AM, FM, and shortwave, World of Radio 2342, a non-commercial service like our website, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Kelly Sprout in Hughesville, Pennsylvania, who sent a postal money order to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID, OK, 73702. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, too, WORADIO at yahoo.com. Congratulations to Australian DX News, publishing its 700th edition in April. One report there is from Ruman Pankov in Bulgaria about an NID on 9310 upper sideband playing nonstop the national anthem of the Russian Federation, March 24th at 0620, perhaps on parallels 7032.3 and 6828.3. RustyX reports that medium wave is still in service somewhere. The RTRS Far East Regional Center still operates a network of synchronized transmitters on 756 kHz, covering Khabarovsk, Kamchatka, and Chukotka, with a station Vostok Rossi, or Russian Far East. There are 5 or 20 kilowatt medium wave transmitters at 12 different locations. A unique example in Russia, given that all broadcasts on medium wave had been discontinued for budgetary reasons. This exception, the region's specific characteristics, greater autonomy from Moscow, and desire of the Ministry of Information of the Khabarovsk territory to reduce influence of foreign radio stations broadcasting in Russian. A major modernization program planned for nearly 10 years has been delayed. Officials plan to convert the entire medium wave broadcasting network to digital format. This change should increase population coverage by 10 to 15% and significantly improve broadcast quality, they say. They hoped with digitization, the percentage of broadcasting coverage would rise to 98%. The regional government wanted to go even further and use shortwave to cover remote areas. The system was to comprise 2 50-kilowatt transmitters capable of operating from 4.21 to 10.48 megahertz. Horizontally polarized antennas directed towards northeastern Russia, the Sea of Okhotsk, the Bering Strait, and the far north. Also, it is planned to commission 55 FM broadcasting stations between November of this year and December of 2027. Will they finally digitize the medium wave band, keep it as it is, or replace it with FM? And what about the shortwave project? RustyX inquires. And from Vedomosti.ru, private media in Russia are experiencing a decline. The state needs to create conditions for their further development. This was stated by Russian Presidential Press Secretary Dmitry Peskov at a conference, Modern Media, Technologies, Meanings, Personnel. Unfortunately, he says, our private media is in decline. Numbers rapidly declining. Only state-owned and quasi-state-owned media survive. It's a major challenge to create the conditions necessary for the development of private media. From a Ukrainian publication called TheRecord.media, on April 9th, Russian authorities detained a former freelance journalist for Radio Free Europe on treason charges, accusing him of passing info to Ukraine, allegedly aiding cyber attacks against Russian targets, according to the FSB. It said the suspect joined a Telegram channel controlled by the Security Service of Ukraine and passed info about a local print publication covering Russia's war in Ukraine and data about critical infrastructure facility. The info was used to assist cyber attacks. The FSB did not name the detainee, but the independent Russian outlet 7x7 reported the case likely involves 65-year-old Alexander Andreev, a journalist from the Zabalkalsky region, who worked with several local media outlets and was a contributor to RFE in the early 2010s. Ron Heyer in California says he was listening to Solomon Islands, SIBC, 5020 at 0948 UT April 9th at the beach, when suddenly I was hearing their national anthem, something unusual. There was updated info and warnings about Cyclone Mila, M-A-I-L-A in English. But QRM from Cuba, 5025. Another case of two stations too close to each other, 5 kilohertz apart. The Voice of Turkey on 11785, now in the summer season, in English to North America at 22 to 23. But Brazil is on 11780, their long-time frequency, often stronger than Turkey in North America. I have recommended to VOT that they move to 11790, or 795, or even 11800, where there would be no adjacent or co-channel interference during that hour. Coincidentally, Chris Campbell in Ohio says he's also been urging Turkey to move off that frequency. And from the Isle of Wight, Alan Holder says, this interference was reported to VOT by me back in May of last year, recommending they move to 11790. But it appears this info has not been passed on to the team which plans the frequency schedules, as they've stayed on 11785. From the Lymington, UK Observer via Mike Terry, a new exhibition explores how rugby ruled the airwaves 100 years ago, when rugby radio station was at the cutting edge of global telecommunications. Opening at Rugby Art Gallery and Museum on Wednesday, April 15th, 100 Years of Rugby Radio celebrates the centenary of the station and features a treasure trove of apparatus, models, and images from the museum's social history collection dating back to 1926. Rugby became operational on January 1, 1926, with its GBR transmitter, then the most powerful radio transmitter in the world, sending news broadcasts and telegrams across the globe. A year later, the station started transmitting the iconic time signal pips from the Royal Greenwich Observatory and launched the world's first transatlantic telephone service. Technological advances led to the station's GBR transmitter being decommissioned in 2003, and 4 years later, all transmissions from the station came to an end. The exhibition runs from April 15th until Saturday, October 3rd. For more info, visit www.ragm.co.uk. That's the Rugby Art Gallery and Museum. Terry Kruger in Florida reports about the beacon on 201 kHz, CE, at Bob Sykes Airport, Crestview, Florida. Heard 23 March at 0518 at an excellent level. But who was Bob Sykes, S-I-K-E-S? Per Wiki, Robert Lee Fulton Sykes, 1906 to 1994, was an American politician of the Democratic Party, representing the Florida Panhandle in the House of Reps, from 1941 to 79, except for 1944 and 45 during World War II. Sykes supported racial segregation in the U.S. In 1975, he was accused by Common Cause of financial misconduct and was investigated and censured by the House in 1976, did not seek re-election in 1978. So there's a beacon with a story, CE on 201. About the Voice of America situation, Rodney Johnson, Minnesota, sends a story from federalnewsnetwork.com, April 7th. Former VOA employees are calling for the dismissal of voluntary agreements they made last year to leave their jobs after a federal judge ruled that the dismantling of VOA in 2025 was illegal. 4 former VOA employees, all of whom accepted separation offers in 2025, filed a case with the Merit Systems Protection Board and are seeking class certification. They argued that in light of the judge's orders to reinstate forcibly removed staff, those who left voluntarily should also be entitled to get their jobs back. They only entered into separation agreements under the assumption they would otherwise be laid off in a reduction in force as part of the dismantling of VOA. But since the RIF was ruled unlawful, the employees say their separation agreements should also be tossed out. About World of Radio scheduling, last week, April 3rd, what had been our first broadcast on shortwave from WRMI, Friday at 13 UT on 15770, was replaced by something else. We hope this was just an aberration. We are still on the schedule. Otherwise, the first WRMI broadcast would be Fridays at 22 UT on 9955. One of our broadcasts on shortwave Radio Gold Germany, Saturday at 1430 UT, was preempted by Texas Radio Shortwave on April 4th. That, of course, does not happen every week. We should be back there from now on until perhaps another preemption on 6160. Fortunately, of course, there's a lot of redundancy in world of radio scheduling. Some anomalies we've noticed on medium wave: KVWM 970 in Sholo, Arizona, has actually been about 2 kilohertz low. April 8th at 0623 UT, I had its carrier on about 968.065. Even more incredibly, April 4th at 0615 UT on 1700 kilohertz, I heard music and talk at half speed and half pitch. It was hard to understand whether it was in Spanish, but I think it was in English, and it must have been from KKLF Richardson, Texas, which dominates that frequency when it's on the air. It's as if a reel-to-reel tape at 7.5 IPS was mistakenly played at 3.75, or it could have been even less than half. It was hard to tell. Of course, it's now possible to speed up or slow down recorded playbacks while maintaining the proper pitch. This went on for at least 20 minutes. Really incredible, no one paying attention but me. Via Sheldon Harvey and CIDX Messenger, NBC is stepping up to fill the void created by CBS Radio from the NBC News web. NBC has been reaching out to radio stations that carried CBS News at the top and bottom of the hour. It's being distributed to those hoping they will take advantage of a special offer. NBC News Radio, your news, your choice, at a fraction of the cost. Authoritative, fact-first newscasts around the clock, from hourly 60-second flash updates to in-depth 2-minute and 4-minute reports. Your audience stays ahead of every story at a fraction of the barter. From VietnamNet via Hans-Jürg Biener, the voice of Vietnam is now under direct Communist Party of Vietnam leadership. Transferred key media and scientific institutions from the government to the party. Bill Tolford says, crossing fingers that this doesn't spoil VOV5's content, which has been rather interesting these last 2 months. The FDA members have been wondering why there seems to be more sporadic EDX in Europe than in North America. From the southern and eastern hemispheres, Tony Mann explains, it's been confirmed by radio occultation measurements from satellites that the occurrence of summer sporadic E over North America is depressed relative to similar geomagnetic latitudes in the rest of the northern hemisphere. Another one is in the southern hemisphere over South Atlantic, South Africa, and the western Indian Ocean. These occurrences are thought to be due to the weak horizontal component of the Earth's magnetic field in these regions. The propagation outlook from SWPC issued April 6th. ANKNC is peaking at 18.5 on April 11th, 48.6 on April 18th, 20.5 on April 29th. Quietest dates of less than 10.3 are April 13th to 17th, 22nd to 24th, 27th, 28th, and May 2nd. Solar flux dipping to 105 April 12th, peaking at 160 on the 24th, and down to 120 by May 2nd. For much more info, consult our website, worldofradio.com. With many thanks to all our contributors and stations, hoping you'll hear me again next week, Glenn Hauser here concluding World of Radio 2342 with a standard disclaimer.